We ended yesterday asking a question. Do you want to be able to say, I am my beloved's and his desire is towards me? And if you truly do want to be able to say that, you will hear him saying, come away with me. Come away with me, my bride, my lovely one. Let me see your face, let me hear your voice, for your voice is lovely. There's no shortcut to becoming the bride. It's an issue of maturity. First the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. It's how we see the agricultural nature of God, how he grows us on, how he fertilizes us with his word, how he draws us to himself. But of course, at any time along the road, you can say no. No. So you may feel the pull to be away with him and refuse it many, many times because you're too busy. Other things are more important. And you just don't desire him. If you don't desire him, you begin to cry out, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. The kiss is his word to you. The kiss is not a physical kiss. This is not a sexual union. There's nothing earthly in this relationship. It's totally spirit to spirit. So when he kisses you with the kisses of his mouth, suddenly, his word to you becomes upfront and personal. Come away with me. Come away with me. Focus your attention on me as mine is focused on you. How can you want anything earthly when the eternal God calls you like that? How can you? Off you go then.